This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Papa Rapp is an entertainer, educator, community activist, radio program host, and television producer. It's his role as musician and songwriter that is of interest for today's program. He's written songs for decades, and since he moved to Northwest Arkansas years ago, he's performed on stage almost everywhere, from schools to Dixon Street. And this fall, he's helping put together another edition of Salsa Fest, a fundraiser for the organization One Community. Last week, Papa Rapp and his longtime collaborator DJ, Jose DJ Torres, talked with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums. He asked them both about the music they heard growing up, and Papa Rapp answered first.
Well, you know, I was born in New York, okay? And I remember as a baby in New York, listening to my uncles playing a lot of Cortijo y su Combo, Gran Combo of Puerto Rico. It was pure salsa, you know, hardcore salsa. But then I was taken to California when I was about 5 years old, and then there, you know, Chubby Checkers, and now I'm telling my age, and then the Beatles. I remember I saw the Beatles for the first time live, the Ed Sullivan Show. You know, like, wow, this is amazing. So that was all so cool. And then when I'm around 7 years old, my parents, you know, went back to Puerto Rico, and I discovered I was Puerto Rican. I didn't know. And for a while there, I really kind of, hated it, you know, in the way of, you know, it was a culture shock for me. From Disneyland and Knoxbury Farm to Puerto Rico, you know, listening to Afro-Cuban or Afro-Caribbean music. But I started to develop the love. I think that what I heard when I, as a baby, as a child, started to come back, and then I discovered Carlos Santana, and that was it. I mean, I saw, and he's still my influence in the way of merging styles. So Carlos Santana taught me. He took a song, Oye Como Va, a Tito Puente song. Actually, it wasn't a Carlos Santana. It's a Tito Puente from the 50s. I found that out when I told my dad, look at my album of Carlos Santana, how cool it is. And he says, really? That's a cool song. Listen to my song, a Tito Puente from the 50s. So I said, what? So anyway, but that brought it together for me. And I think ever since, that's the way I've thought in the way of music, how the more cultures, the more styles you could, you know, get together and fusion them, and I use always all my songs. You have the clave, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. I mean, you listen to my songs, and that's where it comes from. That's my root.
DJ Torres, you grew up listening and hearing.
I grew up listening to. Well, originally I'm from Mexico City, so in Mexico City we used to listen to a lot of cumbias, salsa, ballads. I personally like ballads, but once I came to the U.S., then it was more of hip-hop, rap, old school for that time meant music from the 70s, mm-hmm. and oldies, you know, doo-wops. And so when I started messing around with records, it was mostly hip-hop. And
yeah, when you say records, you mean the vinyl?
Records, vinyls, mm-hmm. yes.
All right.
So I used to play at the schools, you know, for the kids that were going to school with me. And then when I came to Arkansas, you know, it was just different for me, because when I met Papa Rapp, it was kind of like we started mixing his kind of style with what I used to listen to it. And at the beginning for me, it was hard, but then I started getting it. I was like, okay, now I know what you want, and let's put it together. So it became a really good mix.
Many people listening to us talk have the experience of either parents or older siblings or even just neighbors who are older or younger and having this big conflict over
yes.
music. That there can be a generational divide, but it sounds like with the two of you, no such animal.
Really, no. And that's so cool. And I mean, that's what I was telling DJ. It's almost like we go on Dixon Street and we go to George's and we'll play with the band. You know, DJ plays with Neta Band, and he plays with Insomnio Band, and he'll play with Calle Sol. I do the same because, you know, we're always being invited to play with these bands. But when we play our songs, you know, when it's nighttime, it applies to the grown-up crowd. And they dance to Chiqui Cha, and they dance to What's Up. But then we go to a school, and we play the same songs for the kids. And, you know, and they accept it. So it's almost like that groove, that Caribbean flavor of the conga drum, of the bongos, of the timbales, of the claves. That I think that it's Africa. You know, Africa. So it just
those drums, they make everyone dance.
Yeah. So
hey, the rhythm. Everybody, this is Papa Rap and DJ Torres, and today we're gonna do the What's Up Que Pasa song, right, DJ?
Claro que sí, Papa Rap. Hoy vamos a hacer la canción de What's Up Que Pasa.
Que pasa, Spanish for what's up.
Y what's up en inglés significa que pasa.
So when we say what's up, you say que pasa.
Y cuando digamos que pasa, ustedes dicen what's up.
¿Están listos?
Are you ready?
Here we go.
Aquí vamos.
4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up?
Que pasa.
What's up?
Que pasa.
Que pasa.
What's up?
Makes us real happy. I, you know, recently we played Frisco Fest, and yes, to be on that stage, DJ couldn't be that day because he had some family emergency. But just to be on stage and watching, you know, people from Rogers, you know, which is where my home is, and everybody dancing together, you know, and being able to do singing Spanish songs, but in between speaking in English and in Spanish, and just bringing people together through the music and let that groove ride, and just people having a good time, man. It's a, you know, people might think as musicians, what do we get out of it? Because sometimes that's all we get, because sometimes, you know, I mean,
it's not always a nice paycheck.
Yeah,
right.
You know, but, you know, which, by the way, we got to pay those musicians, man, always. You know, I'm always, I'm always taking care of that, because I see my guys, like, for example, when I play with Calle Sol, so many hours in rehearsals and so many, you know, transportation and coming back and forth. And many of them, that's all they do for a living. So I'm kind of saying always, you know, we got to take care of our musicians. But going back to what I was saying, you know, that is a payoff for us to be on stage and watching people that might not understand the music. You know, I had a young lady approach me in the second set when we were playing in Frisco Fest, and, you know, kind of came close. I thought maybe an ex-student, and, I mean, she used a big old word and say, what the babe are you playing? I can't understand, and blah, blah, blah. You need to be, you know, English music. And I'm listening to her. You know, this is just in private. I'm saying, So I looked at her and I said, okay, so we have some of the songs that we do in salsa in English. So I'll tell you what, next song is in English and it's for you. And, you know, instead of saying, hey, well, you should have gone to the earlier show, I said, next song is for you, and I'm going to give it a little bit of country, because she was asking for country music. And that's what I did. By the end of the night, she was on stage dancing with us, man. I mean, you know, we won her, you know. That's so cool.
Do you think music can win people over more than just for the moment? Okay, she liked the groove and she liked that. Yeah. Do you think it can change attitudes in the long run?
It's a start, you know, with the music. Then you get to know the people, then they get to really know who the person is. They don't see you just by the way you look, your color or whatever, your background. They see you as a person, and that's when things start to change.
Yeah, I feel that it's you know, and I know there's a lot of causes out there, and that's why we try not to mix ourselves within sometimes in the political arena, mm-hmm. because people have tried to bring us here, take us there, whose side on you on. I say, you know, we're on the music side, man. I mean, because the reality is that music is non-threatening. You know, it's like food. I mean, you go to the Latino restaurants, the Mexican restaurants, who's eating there, you know? I mean, I don't see a lot of Latinos, you know. That's what I'm saying. So it's a non-threatening way of just bringing people together.
Because then you go to the Chinese
restaurants,
you go,
and hey,
you see,
and there
all
we
the
are.
Hispanics.
We are there. But you know, I mean, I really feel that music is a way of in a non-threatening way. You know, unless you have, because sure, you know, you can be out there all gung-ho with music and have a message and, you know, revolución, and that's fine too. You know, as musicians, we don't. we don't criticize no music or anybody, you know. I mean, in school, I get kids coming to me in school. I say, hey, Papa Rev, I hear you can rap. Well, I can rap, too. I say, okay, well, hit me with the lyrics. But remember, we're in school, so they have to be clean lyrics. Right. And I say, oh, well. I say, I'll tell you what. Go rewrite it. Bring it back tomorrow without, you know, and without losing your edge also. And they do. Most of the time, they come back. But my point is that the music is non-threatening, and what we try to do is just, again, you know, mission accomplished when we're on stage and everybody's down there dancing and having a good time.
I've seen you guys in the ensembles, the big ensembles, and it appears that sometimes you're just really into it. There's something going on up there that unless you're a musician, you're not being exclusive. You've got the crowd with you, but there's something going on up there that only a musician gets. What's that like?
I don't know what it is. The music just takes over. You are there in that moment. Nothing else matters. All you want to do is have fun, sing, dance, make the crowd dance with you and enjoy that moment with you. So I don't know what it is. It just happens. It's like magic.
Yeah, for me, I like to have fun with my musicians. And I say my musicians not because they're my musicians, but you know, if you think about it, you know, I got the spotlight. I'm there in front. D is there in front. But, you know, my guys, man, if it weren't be for those guys that are playing back there, writing those charts, you know, I mean, I'm amazed every time I come up with a song and I just sing the bass part and I sing with my mouth the piano part and they put it on charts and they're reading. I'm saying, oh, my God, you know, I can't believe it. So I want to honor them.
In Arkansas in November?
Arkansas is the festival for One Community, which is a nonprofit that we have in order to raise, you know, scholarships for students. It'll be on Dixon Street, and it'll be November 17th, and we hope to have everybody there. During the day, we'll have a family festival right there on the parking lot of the Walton Arts Center, and it's, you know, completely free. And then at night, a cover charge, I think it's going to be $10, and everything goes to for proceeds for scholarships. So hopefully we'll get everybody down there.
If people want to know more or hear more, can they go somewhere on the web?
Sure. They can go. They can visit Papa Rap at paparap.net or .com. And we have a onecommunityar.org. So they can go visit. They can find me on Facebook. And I work for the Springdale School District. So everybody has my phone. So it's 856-3606 for the world to know. Okay? It's yours.
Al Papa Rap Lopez and Jose DJ Tortoise talked with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums last week inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio.